Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, it is written, it is written." Matthew chapter 4, verses 4, verses 7, and verse 10. Welcome to our study of Matthew 4, How to Overcome Temptation. Matthew chapter 4 introduces to us a section in the life of Christ which ought to give each of us great strength. Here Jesus is going to begin His personal ministry, but as He does, Satan is first going to tempt Him sorely and try to cause Him to fall away and not be able to do all the good that God had planned for Him. As we think about the idea of temptation, this is something that is very relevant and very practical for each one of us. In fact, temptation, the fact that Satan is going to tempt us, is a reality that all of us face each day. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, James said, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith will produce patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." James said you need to count it a joy. It is going to happen. We need to be ready for persecution. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, Paul told Timothy, "All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Not may, but will suffer persecution. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41, Jesus warned His disciples, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation." And friends, we remember in Luke chapter 8 and verse 13, among those four souls, one of the three reasons that they were not able to keep the word, keep the seed, is because of temptation, because of the things of this world that drowned it out. And so James will say in James 1 verse 12, "Blessed is the man who endures, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love Him." And so, yes, I'm going to face temptation. You're going to face temptation. The devil is going to do everything possible to cause us to sin. In fact, I would suggest that right now, the devil is actively plotting and planning to tempt each one of us. You remember Luke 22 verse 31? Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, Satan desires to have you that he may sift you as wheat, but I've prayed for you." Right then, Satan was plotting and planning to use Simon against Jesus, to use Peter for his purposes. Job is an example of how the devil is also actively plotting against the righteous. In Job 1 verse 7, we learn that Satan, when he came into the presence of God and God asked him, "Where have you come from? Where have you been?" He said, "I've been going to and fro." The idea is back and forth on the earth. He was trying to see people and find people he could cause to fall away from God. I think very clearly of the words of 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Peter said, "Be sober. Be ready, be sober, be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, he walks about like a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour." Satan is actively plotting and tempting each one of us. But it ought to come to no surprise to us, for throughout Bible history, Satan has tried to tempt and has tempted in many ways God's great servants of old. For example, think about the man David. David was a great king, a great part of God's plan in the Messiah. And yet David was tempted. That time that he was on his roof and he saw Bathsheba, he committed adultery, he committed murder, he lost a son because of it, yet Satan used that temptation to cause David to sin. Think again about the man Job. There's not a man on the earth whom we know of who is righteous and blameless. The Bible describes, like Job, save Jesus Christ. And so Job was an upright, blameless man, yet Satan was allowed to tempt him, cause him to lose everything that he had. And friends, I would suggest that Satan is still tempting men today. Think about Peter. Peter was tempted by Satan. He denied the Lord three times. And of course, Satan, no doubt, tempted and tried Jesus sorely in Matthew chapter 4, as we're going to notice. But since temptation is a reality, then we today need to learn how to overcome and sometimes how to deal with temptation. And so in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus is going to give us three motivations to overcome temptation. When I'm tempted, when I'm tried, what can I do to overcome that temptation? Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, we're going to learn what we can do. In Matthew 4, verses 1 through 2 especially, we're going to notice that the first way in which I can learn to overcome temptation is by spending time, spending my life, preparing for temptation. Notice what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. The Scripture is going to teach us about Jesus. In Matthew 4, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, afterward, he was hungry." Here Jesus had spent some time. His life before that was spent preparing, and even up to the point of it, Jesus spent time preparing to overcome temptation. Friends, if we'll take the good advice and the good example of Jesus here, it will help us to overcome temptation when we face it. Temptation ought not to come to us as a surprise. We ought to know that it's going to happen and spend time preparing for that. Now, how did Jesus spend time preparing? And how can we spend time preparing today? I think we need to first learn to grow in Christ, to grow as Christians, to grow like Jesus did. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, the Bible says of Christ that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Here Jesus, because of His righteous lifestyle, because of His wanting to please the Father, He is one who grew spiritually. And friend, you'll never, listen carefully, you'll never be able to overcome temptation if you remain as a babe in Christ. Until you decide to grow up and mature in Christ, you'll never be able to grow spiritually. You'll never be able to overcome temptation. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18 that Christians are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Peter described it this way in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. He said, "But as newborn babes, you need to desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow thereby." A baby is not prepared to handle the problems of life. A mature adult is. That's the idea of us as Christians. We need not be babes in Christ, but mature. You ever wonder why they had so many problems in the church in Corinth? 1 Corinthians 3 verses 1 through 5 tells us they were still babes in Christ. They had not matured, and as a result, there was bickering, there was complaining, there was following other men, and when temptation came, they were not ready to handle it. Hebrews 5 verses 12 following is probably one of the sternest rebukes in all the Bible. The Hebrew writer says, "By this time, you ought to be teachers, yet you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You've come to need milk, not solid food." He says, by this time, you ought to be eating meat, but you're not trained in the Word of righteousness. And so if I'm going to overcome temptation, then friend, I've got to learn to grow in Christ. I've got to stop acting like a baby. I've got to become mature. I've got to learn that I'll be able to face the problems of life with God's help. Now, a second way in which I think we can spend time in our life preparing for temptation like Jesus is by being about the Father's business. Once I decide to grow in Christ, then I need to learn to spend time being about doing God's will. Luke chapter 2 and verse 49, as they are looking for Christ, as He has wandered from the crowd at 12 years old, His parents are looking for Him, Jesus says this to His family, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Here's Jesus, even as a youngster, and He is about His Father's business, sitting at the feet, learning the law and listening to those who are teaching. Friend, there's such a practical lesson here. Once I decide to grow in Christ, I need to engulf myself. I need to immerse myself in being about the Father's business. And here's why that's important to preparing for temptation. As I am being about the Father's business, as I'm doing God's will, it's going to be much more difficult for Satan to tempt me. Because if I am engulfed and immersed in doing what God wants me to, then Satan is not going to have as much of a foothold to get into my life. And as I do God's business, as I do God's will, then I learn by doing the will of God what I can do to defeat Satan at times. We need to be diligent workers in the kingdom and spend our time worrying about things of the kingdom and not things of this world. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, that we need to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. If I'm engulfed in God's work and doing God's will, I'm not going to have time for many of the things in this world that tempt us. Remember Revelation 14, verse 13? John said, or Jesus did, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." If I'm busy working, I've not got time to think about many of the things that tempt other people. The proverb writer said it this way in Proverbs 16, verse 3, "Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established." You ever thought about what that verse is teaching? If I'm busy working, committing my works to the Lord, working in the kingdom, then I'm not going to be thinking about things I ought not to. I'm not going to be dwelling on things that will tempt me and Satan can't find a foothold into my life like he would like to. And so I need to grow in Christ like Jesus did. I need to be busy about the Father's business. And I need, like Jesus, I need to learn to know God's holy Word. Do you remember Matthew 4, verses 4, verses 7, and verse 10? How is it that Jesus overcame Satan? Look at what he said three times. "It is written, it is written, it is written." Every time Satan threw something at him, "You're hungry, turn these stones to food. I'll take you to the pinnacle and I'll show you all this. It can be yours. God said He wouldn't allow you to get hurt. Jump off and see if it'll happen." You know what Jesus said? "It is written, it is written, it is written." Every time Satan tempted Jesus, Jesus knew the Scripture well enough. He could recall it and He could say, "No, here's what God says. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." And so there's a very practical principle here for overcoming temptation. You have to know the Scriptures well enough to be able to know what God wants you to do when Satan tempts you and have a good enough heart that you're ready to. A lot is said in the Scripture about studying God's Word. For example, Psalm 119, verses 10 through 12, "How can a young man cleanse his heart? The psalmist will say, by taking heed according to your word." The psalmist there says something very important for us. "Your word I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." The psalmist knew the importance of knowing the word of God when he was tempted. If he had that word in his heart, if he loved the Lord and wanted to do what was right, then that word would come forth. When temptation arose, Scripture would also arise. And the Scripture should defeat that temptation if our heart is really right with God. And so we need to know the Word of God. Friends, you can't know the Word of God without getting ready to know the Word of God, without studying the Bible. We don't automatically learn the Bible. It takes time to do that. And so you've got to spend a great deal of time studying the Scriptures. This is what Paul said to the young evangelist Timothy. "You need to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." I think of the great example of Job. Here's a man, Job, who's been tempted. And how was Job able to endure all that temptation? Here's what Job said in Job 23:12. "Your word I have desired more than my necessary food." Job was a man who loved the Lord and he loved His Word. And as a result, when he was tempted, he recalled what God said. Acts 17:11 teaches us that we need to search the Scriptures to see if what we're being taught is true to the Word of God. And so if you're not a Christian, more than anything, obey the Gospel. Believe in Jesus as the Son of God. Be willing to repent and change your life. Confess that He is the Christ, the Son of God, and be immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins. That's how you begin to overcome temptation, just like they did in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. But if, as a child of God, the devil's been having his way with you, maybe you need to spend your life preparing more. Maybe you need to realize how Satan works and ultimately realize the rewards of overcoming temptation. May God help each of us to overcome the devil.